Well, hello and welcome to Buzz Binging. My name is Natalie.
And I'm Christy, her mom.
And we're going to be covering Agent Carter, Season 2, Episode 5, The Atomic Job.
We are covering The Atomic Job, and we have our usual disclaimers, which include there will be cursing, there will be spoilers, duh, and and we are having things to drink. Do you want to check out what we're having to drink?
Sure. We're having chocolate bunnies. Boozy chocolate bunnies, I guess. I'm giving it a name, but it doesn't have one.
Bunnies! We're having bunnies!
Chocolate bunnies.
They're awesome!
Essentially what happened was that we cut the bunny ears off of a chocolate bunny, and since it's hollow inside, we put in a mixture of creme de coco, a little bit of milk, Kahlua, and Bailey's, and put some whipped cream and some sparkly pink glitter on top.
Bunnies.
And clearly they were good. So
bunnies.
Clearly they were effective at least.
Which is the goal, because bunnies. All right. So let's get started with the atomic job of bunnies.
All right. Anyway, Wilkes wakes Peggy up to show her that he can draw the zero matter out of the tissue sample they got from Jane.
Apparently this is funny. So he wakes her up and she like pulls a gun because she thinks he's like a real thing. I don't know how he would wake her up. He's not tangible. So
I think he was talking to her.
Mm-hmm. So she pulls a gun on him and then she's like,
I could have shot something.
Something. It wouldn't have been you because you're not tangible.
When he absorbs it, he becomes tangible for a second, but then it fades. So he knows that he needs more zero matter. And also he knows where Jane's body is because he's being drawn to the other zero matter.
Zap.
He wants to cure himself with the zero matter from Jane's body to make himself more tangible.
So they have this... They start to hatch a plan.
Yeah. So meanwhile, Violet, who, if you don't remember, is Seuss's soon-to-be fiance, his plan is to make her his fiance. She goes home after a shift and notices the door open and thinks it's an intruder, but it's just Seuss trying to surprise her with a romantic dinner. But he fell asleep on the couch because she took another shift.
Well, what part of what's really cute about this is, she wakes up. And he starts searching around in the couch.
Because he lost the ring.
Yeah. And he gets her to help him search in the couch. And so they're both on their knees. And he has this really...
She was essentially his physical therapist, even though she's a nurse. I mean, I guess you can be both, but I guess multifaceted, whatever. And that's how they met, and he has this really sweet speech, and he proposes and she says yes.
They're so cute.
Calvin, Whitney's husband, can't sleep because Whitney is talking in her sleep and he's afraid of her. He starts packing his shirts, but Whitney catches him and doesn't realize that's what he's doing. She's just like, good, you're awake. It's just like, okay. So he can't leave. Mm-hmm. Peggy and Jarvis break into the freezer facility where Wilkes feels Jane's body is. And they break through the vents before they can get into the room with Whitney, with Jane's body. Whitney and Calvin come in because she was also called there by the zero matter and she absorbs it from the body.
Whitney, which means that Wilkes can't.
Yes. Whitney says she needs an atomic bomb. And it's just like, huh? Peggy and Jarvis tell Wilkes, and he says that what Whitney wants to do is to replicate the explosion, the atomic bomb explosion that caused the rift.
That caused the zero matter to be created. Yeah. So part of what he realizes is that can only really be attained with specific bombs that were things that... Isodyne had made that sold to Roxxon.
Right. Yeah.
And so Roxxon would have the correct bombs that they're looking for.
Yeah. And Jarvis knows where the bombs are because him and Stark did a lot of research on their competitors. And since the security is really, really tight on that specific facility, he assumes it's that one. And it requires a very special key because otherwise you can't get in. Calvin,
they don't know where the key is.
Yeah. Calvin is freaking out about Whitney's plan. Whitney is planning to leverage her connections instead of Calvin's because he's too much of a pussy. Peggy goes into the Roxxon office and they, oh, sorry, no, goes into the SSR office and everyone is celebrating Sousa's engagement. She needs a disguise, but Sousa has another idea. So they go to Dr. Sanderley, who we met in the pilot of, not the pilot, in the first episode of this season, but he has not been relevant since. And Dr. Sanderley is working on a memory inhibitor.
Which, this is so funny.
Yeah, go ahead.
So part of what he does is he's like, all right, if you put these two like electrodes to someone's temples, it blocks their memory for the last 2 minutes. And they're like, we've tested this on people. It's like, well, it works on Jerry, who's like one of the guys in the lab. But there can be some long-term effects. And Jerry's like, you haven't been testing it on me.
And then he walks into a wall.
It's like, yeah, that's fucking awesome.
Hilarious. And he's like, yeah, there could be permanent brain damage.
Peggy poses as a Roxxon secretary. Mm-hmm. In Hugh's office, Hugh being the
I call him Mr. Jones.
Yeah, whatever.
His name is Hugh though.
And he comes out and he is creepy and hits predatory. On her and predatory, whatever. And he hits on her. And she basically is like, oh, I've never met you before, whatever. As he's going to the elevator for his lunch, he remembers that she's an agent and rushes back. And so she has to use the inhibitor on him over and over and over again while she searches him physically for the key because she realizes it has to be on him. And finally, you know, sucks it up and says, oh, it's got to be in his belt buckle. And so
and she finds it.
She leaves him and he wakes up to his belt being undone and is like, I must have had a good lunch.
You would hope that you would remember that, but sure. Whitney and Calvin meet with a mob boss, and it's clear that Whitney has some history with him. She offers him freeway construction contracts, and she essentially needs some people to move something, and they need to be discreet. And the mob boss wants assurance that him and his associates don't make the papers, which would leverage Calvin's connections. And just to prove how serious he is, he makes one of his guys come over and be like, oh, isn't this girl really pretty? Talking about Whitney. And he's just like, yeah, no. And he's just like, yeah, if someone you really want to take out on the town, show a good time, do all this. And the guy's just agreeing with him. And then he punches him in the face and just like beats him senseless. Yeah. And I'm just like, is this what feminists want? I would count myself among a feminist, but I'm not on like it's a spectrum. But I am not that high on the feminism. It was so bizarre. It's just, and he's like, okay, that great.
Yeah, I don't. You would think that it would be, but you'd also think that it wouldn't be because it means that she can't handle herself. So
there are many reasons.
Let's put it this way: no one really knows what.
People want. Anyway, they make the deal. Sousa is practicing defusing the bomb while they plan the break-in, and he's failing. They need more backup, and Peggy suggests Rose, the receptionist, who proves that she can handle herself in the background while her and Sousa are talking about it. Rose is like beating up this guy who's like trying to be a talent.
This is very funny. Again, the banter on this show is really very good. So when they're talking about it, Susan's like, I would have to protect her. I wouldn't feel comfortable with it. And Peggy's like, I'm seeing Daniel Sousa and I'm hearing Jack Thompson.
Yeah. And he's like, damn it. they go back to the lab and Rose is really excited to join them. But Dr. Sanderley comes in and is really suspicious of them. But Rose distracts him with her charm. It's clear that Sanderley has a crush on her.
Yeah.
And Sanderley says that he's going to go with them because he knows the inventions and how they work, and he knows he can work in the field. There's an awkward slow motion walk of like this team up. The team as it stands is Peggy, Sousa, Jarvis, Rose, and Sanderley, which is such an interesting group of people.
Yeah.
And Sanderley like trips in slow motion, and Jarvis is like looking all suave, like a James Bond-esque character, but we all know he's completely incompetent.
dermis.
Not completely incompetent. Incompetent at being a spy. And that's what we love so much about him.
Yes.
So they pull up to Roxxon's location and security guards question Rose and Sanderly, who are posing as a married couple. And Sanderly is giving, "Hey, pal, I'm just a pal. Yeah. We're married."
Yeah, we're married.
He's really focusing on that. And thankfully,
I just loved calling you my wife.
I just can't get enough of it. Sanderly throws an invention that shocks the guards. And so they also notice when they get over the fence that the security guards are really well paid. They have like Rolexes and stuff like that and nice really nice shoes. So obviously they're being paid off.
The criminals.
Obviously. They go down the elevator and see unconscious guards, which means Whitney is already there. Whitney and Calvin are looking for the bomb. Peggy and the group detect movement, and Rose goes to distract them, and she knocks one of the goons out with a lot of quips. It's very fun. Peggy and the group find the bomb. Sanderly accidentally locks Jarvis in the room with the bomb, and Peggy leaves them to figure out how to get Jarvis out while she goes and deals with Whitney and all them. So Sousa tells Jarvis to get the bomb from the crate while Peggy is fighting another goon. Sousa talks Jarvis through the diffusion. Rose encourages Dr. Sanderly to keep trying to open the door. Jarvis is able to place one of the uranium rods in the safety case, and Peggy tells them, "I'm going after Whitney." Jarvis gets the other rod out, so they're safe. Peggy confronts Whitney and Calvin and says she can fix her, which Calvin really likes the idea of, because he just wants his submissive wife back. Or at least his out-of-the-way wife back.
I don't think she's ever been submissive. I think he's been deceiving himself, but whatever.
He's just been ignoring her.
Well, and she's using him. Obviously. She knows how to play him far better than he knows how to play.
They're essentially both using each other, but one of them is playing one like the fiddle, and the other one doesn't
realize it. Because she's smarter than he is.
Obviously.
So,
Sanderly opens the door. Sousa radios Peggy that they have the rods, which Whitney hears, and so she starts freaking out, and so Peggy and Whitney fight each other, and Whitney at one point gets her hand on Peggy's arm, which causes a lot of pain for Peggy. Thank goodness it wasn't for too long, otherwise
she would have turned to goo. Yeah.
And so it ends with Peggy hanging on a ledge, and she falls, which gets her impaled by some rebar on the ground where she falls.
Yeah,
and Sousa finds her, which is very intense for Sousa.
Yeah.
They bring her to Violet to get worked on because no hospitals.
Whitney, and Violet sees this.
Well, yes, of course she's there. Mm-hmm. And she's, and like any good nurse, she's immediately like, "All right, let me get the linens. Let me, Jarvis, you get some hot water. Sousa, you need to move." So Whitney tells Calvin that they need more uranium since they didn't get the uranium rods. But Calvin gets frustrated and says he won't help anymore, and Whitney threatens him successfully.
Scared.
He should be. Peggy is doing better, and Sousa is still concerned. Thank God the rebar did not go through anything important, even though it was in the place where everything important is.
Yeah, it went through her torso. So
her torso on the left side, but like missed everything. Thank God for that.
That's kind of a miracle.
Very much so. But Sousa's still concerned and like fretting over her, and it's very sweet. And the uranium is secure also.
Right.
But yeah, Violet is in the background, and she's seeing how much Sousa is like concerned for Peggy, which leads to a confrontation between Violet and Sousa. No, like right now. Mm-hmm. Violet confronts Sousa about why he actually moved to LA, because he was running from Peggy.
Well, this is after Peggy left.
Jarvis
takes Peggy to the car to take her back, and then she confronts. It's not in front of Peggy.
No, it's not. That'd be hilarious if it was in front of Peggy. No. Violet's good enough to do that away from everybody. But she accuses him of being in love with Peggy, which is accurate. But it's so interesting because I feel like they didn't do enough buildup for this moment, because they could have done a little bit more of like her seeing little things that Sousa does, or like constantly talking about Peggy, or
well, but she had, I think, you know, why it hurts so much is they just got engaged, and it's not like she would see the two of them interact much.
Sure.
And then like the first thing she sees is him like worried that she's gonna die.
That should be true for a coworker as well, but
yeah, it's a little bit different
though. I know it's different, but it's weird.
Chadwick, meanwhile, is unable to sleep, and he kind of sneaks out of the bedroom to call a council meeting, which is against protocol, but he does it anyway. We see that Jarvis and Wilkes get Peggy into bed, trying to make sure that she's comfortable. And after Jarvis goes to bed, Wilkes explains to Peggy that like he has had a more significant reaction to Zero Matter. And he says it comes from a very dark place. And he'll tell her about it sometime, but then he fades out.
Unfortunate.
Oh, yeah. So that's the end of the episode. Mm-hmm. What were your best parts?
Sousa and Violet, the proposal's really cute, and also the drama. The drama. The memory inhibitor is hilarious. Yeah. It's such a cartoony kind of like gadget to have. It's very James Bond. It's very spy. It's very funny. I love it so much. Rose is so awesome in this. I love that we're getting to see more of her, and she's such a badass. She's great. But she's a badass in a different way than Peggy, I'd say. She
uses some of the same wild but uses them differently.
Exactly. She's more of like a Peggy is like a bombshell. Well, and not to say about looks, but like Rose goes more for the charm and like almost
and she's so supportive of people. Yes. Like she encourages,
it's almost motherly in a way. Yeah. And she's just more caring in that way. She will kill you with kindness. Whereas Peggy will just kill you.
Rose also beats up a guy.
Yes, she does. But she does it with a lot of like cute quips and stuff. It's funny. She's awesome. The random group of people being gathered for this mission is very funny to me. I wish that we had gotten to see a little bit more of Dr. Sanderly since the first episode, just so that just a little bit of him. We didn't need much, but like I almost forgot he existed, and then I was just like, I'm pretty sure he's kind of important, but I don't know.
I can't remember.
And then consequences. I'm glad there were some consequences to Peggy's actions, where that like her She's being like, I'm injured. Going to go after Whitney, and then she gets rebar through the stomach. Yeah. So of course that's going to end poorly. You're really really lucky that it didn't end worse. Bless you.
Thank you.
But it just, I like that there were consequences and they had to deal with them.
Yeah. So my best parts were Rose. Jarvis is always the best part. I love him, and him trying to like move the stuff in the bombs is hilarious. And I love Susan's like, act like it's a souple. Excuse me. I actually like Peggy and Sousa in this.
Oh, I love Peggy and Sousa.
They're very cute.
Especially when she comes in after like the engagement was announced. Yeah. And she's like, I need a disguise. And he's like, I got one better.
Well, and it might be just Sousa I'm liking. I mean, yeah, I like Violet and Sousa, but I like Sousa better. What were your worst parts?
Whitney and Calvin. I don't like either of them.
Mine's mostly Whitney. And what grade did you give this?
A-.
I gave it an A-/B+, but I think it is an A-. I'm going to sneeze one more time. I'm so sorry.
What is happening?
I don't know. I must be allergic to the bunnies. It's the bunnies.
I'm getting ghost away from you so that you don't
are causing me to sneeze. So let's hope that in the next episode that I'm not sneezing.
That's the hope.
It is the hope. But we know that there is much more to come, and we are looking
forward. We're really ramping up now.
With bunnies. No.
What are you talking about?
I like the bunnies.
I'm not saying I don't. I'm just saying, what the fuck is up with this bunny angle?
It's Easter. So we hope that you join us with or without bunnies. And...
Cheers.